B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Ksubas Davov. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. And we mentioned at the end of the previous shir, the top of the Amud, that in the place of Rav, they maintained that Rav holds that one is allowed to do the Bi'ur Rishona if somebody's marrying a Basura, a yet unmarried girl. He's allowed to have the first physical relation with her on Friday night. Shmuel Osar, and Shmuel said it was Osar, and we discussed in the Gemara before on Daf Hey, what the Issa would be. Would it be making a chabura, making a wound? Would it be creating an opening, binyan, making a pesach? And then we discussed that the reasons why it would be mutter would be because those malachos would be einem iskaven, they would be unintentional, possibly they would be considered mekalkel, destructive, and not mesakein as constructive. That was the Gemara before. And we said when it comes to halacha, there was a little bit of a difference between Rav's place and Shmuel's place, Narador. In Rav's place, they maintained that Rav said it was Mutter and Shmuel said it was Osir. In Shmuel's place, they said the opposite. But we're going to today discuss primarily the assumption that Rav is the one who says that it's Mutter and Shmuel says it's Osir. Says the Gemara, Rav, Shari, does Rav say that once it's Mutter, it's permitted to do the Bi'ur Rishona on Friday night? That means that Rav would have to hold that Dovah She'ena Miskavin, doing a Malocha unintentionally, is considered is Mutter. V'ha'omar of Simi Bar Chizkia Mishmei de Rav, was it not said in the name of Rav, Hai Mesuchria de Nezaisa. When you have a beer stopper, that means if you've got a barrel of beer, and then where the tap was, where typically there would be an opening to take the beer out, then they would stop it up with some material. Then also lahaduka b'yom tova, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tighten it if it's leaking a little bit. You're not allowed to tighten the stopper, which was made of material. You're not allowed to tighten that on Yom Tov because you'll be doing schita. You'll be squeezing, and squeezing is something you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Now over there, he's clearly not intending to squeeze the juice out of the material. All he's trying to do is to stop up the barrel. Now why would there be a problem with that? If Dovah She'ena Miskaven is Mutter, and if Rav says it's Osir, it must be he holds like Reb Shimon that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is Osir. So why is Bi'ur Rishona Mutter? What's the difference between the Bi'ur Rishona, where whichever Malacha it would be, Chabura or Binyan, would be Eina Miskaven, and Rav says it's Mutter, and tightening the opening of this barrel, which is Osir? Answers the Gemara, Behahu afilu Reb Shimon Moida. That case of the Sukhriya de Nezaisa, the blocking up the entrance, the hole of the barrel, there even Reb Shimon, who holds that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is Mutter, would also say it's Osir. Why? D'Abaye v'Rava d'Omre Tarvayu, because both Abaye and Rava hold that they both say that Moida Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon agrees, B'Psik Reisha v'Lo Yomus, in a case where it's inevitable that a melacha will be done, as inevitable as, for example, if a person says, I want to cut off the head of this chicken, but I don't want the chicken to die. Well, since it's inevitable that he'll die, the not wanting it to die is irrelevant. It's considered as if you want it and intending for the chicken to die. Nobody cuts off the head of a chicken without intending it to die. If the melacha is going to be so inevitable, then even Reb Shimon holds, we do not use the leniency of Dovah She'ena Miskaven, and it will be osir. And squeezing closed, this barrel, it's inevitable that he's going to be squeezing the material, and therefore it's going to be osir. And however, doing the Bi'ur Rishona, it's obviously not inevitable that he's going to be doing a malacha, that either he'll be making a wound or that he'll be broadening an opening. It's not inevitable. And we have to understand why. If he's doing a regular Bi'ur, he's having a normal relations with her, he is going to make that blood come out, he is going to make an opening. So why would it not be Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus? So the Gemara is going to discuss that later. And the truth is, Rashi on Daf Hey already asked the question and told us, wait till later, we'll soon see the answer. Says the Gemara, V'ha'omer of Chia Bar Ashi Omar Rav. Here we see explicitly, because we asked the question, how can Rav say Bi'ur Rishona is Mutter? Does Rav not say that the barrel stopper, you're not allowed to tighten on Shabbos, on Yom Tov? And we said that is different, it's Psik Reisha, but everywhere else he holds that Dovah She'ena Miskaven is Mutter, and therefore Bi'ur Rishona is Mutter.
But asks the Gemara, does Rav not say explicitly halacha k'Rav Yehuda? Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that any dover she'enu miskaven is osur. So it should be osur to do the bi'ar rishayna. Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Omar Shmuel, and Rav Chanan Bar Ami said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha k'Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that dover she'enu miskaven is mutar. Rav Chiya Bar Ovin Masni Lo B'loi Gavra. We just quoted Rav and Shmuel, but not directly. We said Rav was made known to us by Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, and Shmuel was made known to us by Rav Chanan Bar Ami. But Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, he heard Rav and Shmuel without people saying it in their names. He just said very straight, Rav Omar Alocha K'Rav Yehuda. Rav said the Alocha is like Rav Yehuda, that Dovash Einim Miskaven is Osir, and Shmuel Omar Alocha K'Rav Shimon, and Shmuel says it's Mutar. So we're back to our question, if Rav holds Dovash Einim Miskaven is Osir, why is the Bi'ar Rishayna Mutar? Answers the Gemara La'olam Rav K'Rav Yehuda Sfirali. That Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that Dovash Einim Miskaven is Osir. And Lahach Lishna, the Omar Dam Mifkat Pokid, Mekalkel Hu Etzel HaPesach. As we mentioned already on Daf Hei, that even if you say Dovah She'enu Miskaven is Osir, there is a way of understanding that it could still be Mutar to do the Bi'ah Rishayna, and that's if the Bi'ah is considered destructive, because she was a Basula, and now she's a Ba'ula, and there's a certain Chashivos to a Basula over a Ba'ula, so making her into a Ba'ula is considered destructive, and therefore it's Mutar. So according to the opinion that says, Dam Mifkat Pokid, that as far as the wound is concerned, it's not considered making a wound because the blood is just being held there until it's released. It's not actually being squeezed out of the body. Then there's no problem of Chabura. There's no problem of the wound, but there is a problem of making an opening. So Mekalkel Etzel HaPesach, it's considered Mekalkel because it's destructive. You've turned her into a Be'ula. And Lahach Lishna Da'omar Dam Chibura Mechbar. And according to the opinion who says that the dam, that removing the blood is actually considered making a wound, besides for the problem of making an opening, the mekalkel b'chaburahu, then again we're going to say that it's called kilkel, it's called destructive, but there's an added element, we mentioned this at the end of Daf Hei Amud Beis, that regarding chabura, making a wound, there is an opinion that says that there's no concept of kilkel b'chabura being a leniency, and even mekalkel is considered mesakein regarding chabura. However, it's a machlokes, and Rav will obviously hold that even regarding chabura, it's considered mekalkel, it's considered destructive, mekalkel b'chaburahu, and since it's kilkel, therefore it's mutar. Continues the Gemara, and now it's a question against Shmuel. Assuming that Shmuel said that the Bi'ah Rishayna is osur to do on Friday night, we are going to ask a question, Mosi Rav Chisda, Tinoikos Sheloi Higia, this is a Mishnah that says that a young girl, and we have to understand that typically an adult woman, she has a monthly cycle where she becomes an average of a monthly cycle where she will become a nida, which means that there will be some blood and the blood will be considered dam nidois and all the halachas of nida will apply. Now, till the age of 12, typically, a girl would not see dam nidois. From the age of 12, she's the age where she could see dam nidois, but that doesn't mean she has to start straight away on her 12th birthday. It could take a little while. So we've got the three stages. You've got the stage of before 12. You have the stage of when she's 12 but has not yet started her monthly cycles. And you've got the stage of 12 where she's already seeing the cycles. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Tinoikes shelo yigia zman aliros. A girl who's not yet old enough, she's not yet at the age that she's seeing dam nidois. Venissus, and they do the nisuin, she gets married. And the question is that when they do the Bi'ah Rishayna, then as we've discussed, the Bi'ah Rishayna typically would include, they would see some blood. Now this blood, min ha-Torah, it's called dam basulim. Dam basulim is not dam nidois. It's not tome at all. The question is, how long can we assume that when they're doing the bilois, when they're having the relations and they're seeing blood, to what point can we say this is still dam basulim? The dam basulim haven't finished coming out. There's still on the sides of the entrance still a little bit of blood, and therefore it's dam basulim and it's mutar. And at what point do we say, just a minute, no, maybe this dam is not dam basulim, it's dam nidois? So it says that if tinoikis shelo yigia zman aliros, if she's too young to have started seeing the dam nidois, the nisais, Then there's a machlekes b'shamay and b'shilal. B'shamay emrim noisnim lo arba leilis. B'shamay say that she has four nights, which is four opportunities, four be'ilois. There's four times where they can be, where they're having relations, and all the while that she's seeing blood, for those four nights, we consider it as dam basulim. B'shilal emrim. B'shilal say no. It doesn't matter. All the while that whilst they're doing the be'ilois, there's still blood coming out. That means there hasn't yet been a time that they were mashamish, where they did the bia and there was no blood, which means that the wound has not yet fully healed. And she's at an age where she shouldn't yet be seeing dam nidois. We're allowed to assume it's not dam nidois, it's dam basulim and it's mutter. Higiyaz manelirois. If she's already 12 years old, but she hasn't yet started seeing dam nidois, venissus, and she's now got married, then b'shama imrim noisnim lo laila horishon. B'shama say, then one night, it doesn't matter how many be'ilois they do on that one night, all the dam you see on that night is considered dam basulim. After that, we already say, maybe it's dam nidois. Or b'shilil imrim b'shilil say, no, ad moitze Shabbos, until Motzah Shabbos, Arba Leilos, which is four nights, because we learned in the Mishnah, the Basula gets married on Wednesday night. So you've got Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzah Shabbos, Ad Motzah Shabbos, Arba Leilos. That is for a girl who's already 12 years old, and she hasn't yet started seeing the Dam Nidois. My love, so now the Gemara is saying that from the fact that Basilil said, until Motzah Shabbos, four nights. Why do we need that double term? We know that till Motzah Shabbos is four nights, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzah Shabbos. My love, can we not assume that the reason that Bishiddel he's expressed himself with this double term is the Eloi Boel, that if for those four nights the husband didn't yet do a full penetration, didn't do a full a Bia Gemura, then, and all the while, every time he's doing the Bia, he's making more of an entrance, a wider entrance, and there's more dam basulim, the ilay boil, motzi boil, that he's allowed to continue doing the bias for the four nights afilu b'shabbos. That means even though we're assuming, we're talking about that he hasn't yet done a proper bia, he hasn't finished, he didn't do a full bia, and therefore it's as if every time he's doing a new type, that means a more of a bia, more of a bila, and if so, you've got on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzah Shabbos. It's four nights. So you see clearly that even though one of these four nights is Friday night, and on Friday night he'll be doing a be'ilah to the extent that he hasn't yet done previously. So you see clearly here that you're from Bishilel, that you're allowed to do a Bi'a Rishayna on Friday night. Not like Shmuel, who says that Bi'a Rishayna is Asar. Omar Rava, Rava says no. Rava says no. Lebar Mishabbos, even though Bishiddel said that it's Ad Motzah Shabbos Arba Leilos, till Motzah Shabbos, which is four nights, it means the four nights till Motzah Shabbos, excluding Friday night. Indeed, on Friday night, because either you're making more of a Pesach, or you're making a Chabura, a wound, you're not allowed to do the Bia Rishayna, if you haven't done a full Bia before that. Omar Le Abaya. So Abaya now said to Rava, Ad Motzah Shabbos Arba Leilos Ketoni. Abaye says, I don't understand. It says explicitly, till Motzah Shabbos, four nights. Is that not explicit that you can do the Bia for four nights, including Shabbos? So it must be its mutter. Rava says, it's also. Abaye says that from the terminology used by Bishilel, it's rather explicit that you can do this Bia even on Friday night, even though we assume it's talking about that Loi Boil, he hasn't yet done a full Bia, and therefore it's as if he's doing a first bia, and it's mutter, not like Shmuel said that the bia Rishoina is asur. Elo Omar Rava, Rava agreed with Abaya, and Rava explained as follows. It's talking about Kusha Boal. Indeed, Rava had to agree that Shmuel says, and Shmuel will have to say that, Bishilel say that if he hasn't done a bia at all, then on Friday night you cannot do the bia Rishoina. And if he's only done a partial bia, it's considered that he hasn't done a bia, and you also cannot do a Bia Gemura. But we're talking here about that he already did a Bia Gemura, either on Wednesday night or on Thursday night. And since he's already done a Bia Gemura, then you can continue to do a Bia on Friday night and Motzah Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Ika Shabbal, Maiko Mashmalon. If so, what are you trying to tell us, that till Motzah Shabbos you can do Bias? Why not? Like, what's the issue? He's done a Bia Gemura before Shabbos, and you're free to go. Like, what's this limitation here? Says the Gemara, no. Kumash malon deshori lemivel b'Shabbos. Because even though it's relatively new, and even though a Pesach has been done, and we can assume that he's done a bia, we're talking about he's done a bia gemura, nonetheless, it could well be that every extra bia for these 4 nights, every extra bia is going to make the entranceway even wider and cause a wound. It's going to cause a little bit more of blood to come out. And I would have thought that maybe it should be asur on Shabbos. No. That's what Beis Hillel is trying to impress on us, that since you've already done a bia gemura, it's not inevitable. That means it could be that you will not be opening the entranceway even more, and maybe there won't be more blood, and therefore even on Shabbos, it's mutar to do a bia, even though even though we have reason to believe that there's a suffix, there's a doubt that maybe he will be causing some bleeding, he will be causing a widening of the opening, we're not afraid of that. He's allowed to till. We say that it's mutar. Or kudu Shmuel, like Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel, pirutza dechuka. If you have a very narrow entranceway, mutali konis baba Shabbos, you're allowed to go through it on Shabbos. Afal pisha meishel tzreiros, even though it could be that whilst pushing through a narrow opening, you'll dislodge some pebbles, which would incur melacha of boine soisa. There would be an issue with that. But since it's just a selfik, then you're allowed to go through a narrow opening. So too, if he did a bia gemura, then you're allowed to do another bia on Friday night, even though it could be that he's going to widen the opening and cause a little bit more bleeding, it's mutar. Continues the gemara, and this is now another question against Shmuel. Masav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef is asking a question that you, Shmuel, say that bia rishayna on Friday night is asar, either because of chabura making a wound or because you're creating and opening a Pesach, which is binyan. Says Rav Yosef, we have a question from a Mishnah, Maseches Brachos. We know Maseches Brachos, Chosen, Potter, and Kriyas Shema. A Chosen has just got married, he's exempted from saying Kriyas Shema. Laila Rishoyna, the first night that he gets married, which is Wednesday night. Ad Motzach Shabbos, until Motzach Shabbos, Imlay Osa Maisa. If he hasn't yet done the Maisa Bia, and he's very preoccupied with doing the mitzvah of the Maisa Bia, then for 4 nights, Ad Motzach Shabbos, which is Wednesday night, as we know, the Basulah gets married on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzach Shabbos, if he hasn't yet done the Bia, and he wants to do the Bia, and he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, and he's Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'namitzvah, he's engaged, he's occupied with one mitzvah, he's exempted of saying Kriyas Shema. My love, Rav Yosef says, can we not assume that the reason the Mishnah says a chosn is exempt till Matzah Shabbos is de torid de boi lemival, is because he's otherwise preoccupied because he's intending to do the mitzvah and he wants to make sure to do it right, and therefore he's potter from Kriyas Shema. Omale Abaya said, no, not necessarily. It could be loy, that the reason that he's exempted from Kriyas Shema is not because he's wants to do the mitzvah, and then we would have an explicit proof that even on Friday night, because he's exempt till Matzah Shabbos, even Friday night you can do the bia. That was the question against Shmuel. Abaya says no. It could well be that according to Shmuel will understand that the Torah deloy boil. It could be he's not allowed to do the bia rishayna. So why are you exempt from Kriyas Shema till Matzah Shabbos? Say Kriyas Shema, you're not going to do the mitzvah in any case on Friday night because it's Shabbos, and Shabbos you cannot do the bia rishayna. Says Abaya, no, he's preoccupied and concerned by the fact that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah. And that itself is causing him distress. And that distress is stopping him being able to focus on saying Shema, and he's exempt. So there's no proof from the fact that he doesn't say Shema on Friday night that it's actually mutar to do the mitzvah on Friday night. And here the mitzvah we're talking here, Deloy Osa Maisa, we're talking about just the Bia Rishayna. If the Bia Rishayna was done before, he's no longer worried and preoccupied and there's no further issue. Omale Rava. So Rava now said to Abaya, you Abaya are saying that there's no proof from the fact that he's exempted from Kriyas Shema that he can actually do the mitzvah on Friday night. Maybe he's just exempted from Kriyas Shema because he's bothered by the fact that he didn't do the mitzvah before Friday night. So just being bothered, that means not being engaged and preoccupied in trying to do the mitzvah or intending to do the mitzvah, that we can understand. It's an occupation with the mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'namitzvah. But here you're saying he's just distressed at the fact that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah. That's just regular stress. Stress is an exemption from Kriyas Shema. Omale Rovo Mishom Tirda, just because he's preoccupied with something that's some tragedy or something that's happened to him or something he would have loved to do and couldn't do or didn't do, that's an exemption of Kriyas Shema. He's part of from Shema. Elameato, if so, Tovos Finosui Bayom. What happens if somebody's ship sank at the sea? And I'm sure he's got lots of sorrow and he's very distressed. You're going to say, Hochanami the Potter, you're going to say he's Potter from Shema? Of course not. So if he's Potter from Shema, it must be he's Potter because he's contemplating doing the mitzvah. And if wants to do the mitzvah, and we're talking here about the four nights from Wednesday night to Matzah Shabbos, includes Friday night. So you see clearly that you can do the Bi'ur Rishayna on Friday night. Not like Shmuel that says that you cannot do the Bi'ur Rishayna on Friday night. That was Rav Yosef's question against Shmuel. V'chitei Mahochanami, are you going to say no? Like Abaye said, it could be he's exempted because he's just bothered by the fact that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah. And if his ship sinks, maybe he'll also be potter from saying the Shema. Maybe anyone who's got any stress in his life can't focus on the Kriyas Shema and is exempted from Kriyas Shema. V'chitema, you're going to suggest Hochanami, indeed that's the case. V'homer of Abba Bar Zav Dom Arav. Did we not say in the name of Rav explicitly that an ovel, somebody in mourning, who's certainly being mitzdayer, is certainly in sorrow, is certainly occupied, his mind is occupied with the stress of losing a close relative, and nonetheless, it says explicitly, Chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah samuris b'Torah. He's chayev with all the mitzvahs in the Torah, including the Shema. And by the way, the Rav mentions that chutz min ha-tfilin, tfilin is different, that he's exempted from tfilin. Shenemar, as it says, Shenemar b'hen, it says in the Pasuk, by Yechezkel, the Pasuk says there, Pe'ircho chavoy sholecho, you should wear your glory, you should wear tfilin. So you see from there that Yecheskel was told to wear tefillin, even though he was in mourning, and that tells us that anyone else in mourning is exempted of wearing tefillin. These are sugyas, we discussed this in Moed Katan and other places, but tefillin is different. But besides for tefillin, all other mitzvahs is chayev, including the Shema, even though he's an oval, even though he's in mourning, which means that if his ship sunk, he would also have to say the Shema. And that would also mean that if he's just bothered and concerned that he hadn't yet done the mitzvah, he would be chayev to say Shema. So why is he exempt? Why is the chosn exempted to say Shema on Friday night? It must be because he's embarking on the mitzvah. He wants to do the mitzvah now. So you see clearly, if so, that you can do the Bi'ur Rishayna on Friday night. And that's against Shmuel that says that it's aser. Elo Omar Rava. Rava says, you're right. That Shmuel, from that Mishnah in Maseches Brachos with the Chosn, indeed, it would seem that you can do the Bi'ur Rishayna on Friday night. And Shmuel said, you cannot do the Bi'ur Rishayna. You're going to ask me, how can Shmuel argue with the Mishnah? That was Rav Yosef's question. Says Rava, it's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. I found a Tana elsewhere that says that it's also to do the Bi'ur Rishayna, and Shmuel will follow that Tana and not the Tana of the Mishnah. Tanoi, it's Machlokes Tanoim. The Tana Chod, in one Tana it says, in one Brice it says as follows. If he hasn't done the Maisa Bia on the first night, which is Wednesday night, Potur, he's exempt from Kriyas Shema Af Besheni, even on the next night, on Thursday night. Besheni, if he didn't do the Bia on Thursday night either, Potur is exempt Af Beshlishi, even on the third night, on Friday night. So from this price, you see explicitly that the Chosn is Potur from Kriyas Shema even on Friday night, on Shabbos. Obviously, it's mutter to do the Bi'ur Rishayna. Like Shmuel said, it's mutter to do the Bi'ur Rishayna. And is going to be chayev. And this is the same as we understood from the Mishnah in Brachos, that he's allowed to do the mitzvah of the Bi'ur Rishayna, and therefore he's exempt from Kriyas Shema. However, but Tanya Yedoch, there's another braisa that says, Rishayna, if the Chosn didn't do the Bi'ur on Wednesday night, then Vesheni, Potur, on Wednesday night and Thursday night, if he didn't yet do the Bi'ur Rishayna, he's exempt from Shema. Shlishi, however, the third night, on Friday night, Chayev. He's Chayev to say the Shema. Why is he Chayev to say Shema? Because he's not allowed to do the Bi'ur Rishayna. He's not preoccupied with the mitzvah. He's not Oisik b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. So you see clearly in this second braisa that a Chosn is Chayev on Shema on Friday night because it's also to do the Bi'ur Rishayna, and Shmuel is following this Tana. And now the Gemara goes back to Abaye and he says, we've just seen a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a Chosn is Potter from Kriyas Shema if he hasn't done the Bi'ur Rishayna on Izzy Potter from Shema on Friday night, and we assume that if he's chayev to say Shema, it means that he cannot do the Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos. Like Shmuel says, it's also to do Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos. If he's Potter from Kriyas Shema, then he's allowed to do the Bi'er Rishayin on Friday night. But Abaya, who says that even if, irrespective of whether he can or cannot do the Bi'er Rishayin, he's exempted because if he hasn't yet done the Bi'er Rishayin, he's going to be otherwise in grief and occupied with the fact that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah. So what's the Machlekes Tanoim here? Says the Gemara of Abaya. Abaya will say, Hosam Nami Batir de Pligi. The Machlekes Tanoim regarding Kriyas Shema is indeed, is a tirda de mitzvah, and a reason to exempt a chosn from Shema. That means even if you cannot do the Bi'er Rishayin. One Tana will say that he's potter from Shema because he's bothered by the fact that he hasn't yet done the Bi'er Rishayin, even though he cannot do it on Friday night. And the other Tana will say that he might be bothered, but that's not a good reason to exempt him from Kriyas Shema. And then we asked a question, every time a person is in sorrow, an oval, or somebody whose ship sinks in the sea, you know, why would they not be exempt, according to the Tana, who would say that even though you cannot do the Bi'er Rishayin, you're potter from Shema? The answer will be, and Rashi speaks this out, is because here he's got every good reason to be in grief and to be upset that he hasn't done this mitzvah. But avelus, there's a mitzvah to mourn. There isn't a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv, or there's no mitzvah to be in sorrow and grief. And even more so, if somebody's ship sinks, where we understand that he's grieving, but there's no mitzvah to grieve. And therefore, there would be no exemption of saying the Shema. But it could well be, there's according to one Tana, says Abaya, that since you should have done the mitzvah, you could have done the mitzvah and didn't do the mitzvah, there's a reason to be upset, and therefore your mind is not clear enough to say the Shema. Hosam nami betir de pligi, those Tanaim will be arguing whether just having this tirda of having not done the mitzvah, if that's a reason to exempt from Kriyas Shema. And now we're coming back to Rava, where Rava says that just Tirda is not a reason. And the Machlekes Tanoim, whether he's Chayiv on Shema or not, is, are you allowed to do the Bi'er Rishayin on Friday night or not? And we said Shmuel said it was Osir, and we wanted to know who's he following. And we said that he's following this Braisa that says that on Friday night he's Potter from Shema. That he's chayiv from Shema, and if he's chayiv from Shema, it must be that he's not able to do the mitzvah of Bi'er Rishayin. So the Gemara is now saying, v'hani tanoi, ki'ani tanoi, in the same way as you explained the machlekes tanoim regarding whether chosan is exempt from Shema, there's another set of tanoim, another set of brises, who explicitly argue whether one's allowed to do Bi'er Rishayin on Friday night or not. The Tanya we learned in the brisa. Hakoinus is a besula, if somebody has just done nisuin, done chuppah with a besula, lo yivel betchilo b'shabbos. It says explicitly, the Tanya Kama say it's also to do Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos. The Chachomim say it's mutter to do Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos. You see clearly that the Machlekes Tanoim, can you do Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Man Chachomim, who are these Chachomim who say you're allowed to do the Bi'er Rishayin on Shabbos? Because we have an issue. Why should it be mutter to do it on Shabbos? You've got a Meloch of Chabura, if Dam Michbar Chobir, if you've got an issue with Pesach, making an opening, which is Binyan. Omar Rabba, Reb Shimoni. Rabba says that Tana is actually Reb Shimon. Da'omar, Reb Shimon says, and we've seen many times, Dova Shein Miskavin Mutter, since his intentions is not to do a melacha, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Omar Lei, Abaya, and here's the big question, where Abaya is now asking to Rabba, V'homoydi Reb Shimon B'psik Reisha V'layomus, and this is a question we should have addressed on Dav Hei Amud Beis, we addressed it on Dav Vav Amud Aleph, and here Abaya is asking the question. He says, that even Reb Shimon agrees that if it's inevitable that a melacha is going to be done, it's not considered a miskaven. Over here, doing a Bi'er Rishayin, it's inevitable that he's going to squeeze some blood out. And according to the opinion that says that dam is not mifkat pokid, rather the dam is a mechubar, it's connected, or that it's going to make a chabura, a wound, to take it out. Or regarding binyan, making an opening, it's inevitable. And therefore, even Reb Shimon would say it's Osir. Omar Lei, so Rabbi answered to Abaya, Loi. Kaloi kalolu bavloyim she'ein b'kiim b'hatoyo. You're asking a good question, but that's only for the for the Bavliim, the Babylonians, they don't know how to do the Bia Rishayna at an angle, because Elo Yesh Bekiim Ba'atoya. But those who know how to do it at an angle, and if one is a Boki, an expert and knowledgeable in doing the Bia Rishayna at an angle, it's possible to do the Bia Rishayna with full penetration without making a Pesach and without causing any bleeding. Im Kein Teired Lamo. If he's so expert and knowledgeable in doing that, then why is he preoccupied? Why should he be potter from saying the Shema? Answers the Gemara, L'she'enei Boki, indeed, for somebody who's not an expert at doing it, or somebody who's not knowledgeable how to do the Bia at an angle, then they'll be torahed, and they are exempt from Shema. But anybody else, those who are Bekiim, indeed are chayev to say the Shema. If so, says the Gemara, Yoimru, Boki mutar she'enei Boki osur. If so, if you're saying that the only reason that the Tanoim say that that Tana, the Chachomim say it's Mutar, is because it's a Davar She'enei Miskaven according to Reb Shimon, and you're saying it's not a Psik Reisha because you know how to do it at an angle, then make yourself clear. Say that if you do it at an angle, then it's not Psik Reisha, and then it's Mutar. And if you're not a Boki and you don't know how to do it at an angle, it should be Asar. Yoimru, why don't the Chachomim say Boki Mutar? Somebody who's an expert, is knowledgeable, is Mutar, which ain't a Boki, it's also, it should be also for him to do it on Shabbos, even according to Reb Shimon, because it's a Psik Reisha. Answers the Gemara, Reiv Bekiin Hein. Since most of the people are Bekiim, and they know how to do the Bia Rishayna at an angle, and therefore it's not inevitable that the Malacha is going to be done, and therefore, even though it might happen, it's Eina Miskaven, and it's Mutar according to Reb Shimon. Omar li Rava bar Rav Chanon la Abaya. Rava bar Rav Chanon asked Abaya a question which we're going to deal with a little bit later on in the Masechta. Elo me'ata, if you say that everybody is a Boki in doing the Bia Rishayna at an angle, that there'll be no Pesach and no Dam, then Shushvin in Lomo, in the place called Yehuda, and we're going to learn about this later on, there would be attendants, there would be people there to make sure that the blood that is there, or the blood that comes out, is not going to be hidden away. Because maybe the husband, he does the Bia Rishayna, and there is Besulim, and everything is okay, but he changes his mind on second thoughts, he's not interested in this wife. He's going to say there was no Dam, so they would have Shushvin in attendance to make sure that that can't happen. Or they would have a special clean sheet, a Mapo, which that clean sheet would be there and would testify whether there was or wasn't blood. Lomo, why would this shvinin be useful, or why would this clean sheet be useful if he's just going to say that he did the bia, he'll do it at an angle, there won't be any blood, and he'll say there was no dam basulim. So what does it help having a shvinin there to make sure the blood doesn't get destroyed, or that the sheet's going to be there, if he can do the bia without any blood? Omar Lei, says the Gemara, no, Hossam over there, the only reason we have the Shushvinin and the Mapa is only Shemo Yirev Ya'abed. If he does see blood and he's going to try and hide it, he's going to put it away, he's going to destroy the evidence that everything is okay just in order to get rid of his wife, no. For that we need the Shushvin, for that we need the Mapa. But in the event that he's just doing it at an angle, what's he going to say? He's going to say, I did the Bia and there was no Dam. She'll say, yeah, there was no Dam because you did it at an angle and the Basulim are still there. And we'll learn later in the Masechta, one can check if the Basulim are still there. So if he comes to Beis Din and says there was no Dam, she'll say, yeah, there was no Dam, the Basulim are still there. You don't have proof that there were no Basulim. Mosiv Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami is asking a question now again against Shmuel that said that one's not allowed to do the Bia Rishayna on Shabbos, and is asking from another sugya in Maseches Shabbos. We learned in Maseches Shabbos, Hamapis Murusa B'Shabbos, if you squeeze out a boil, if you have a boil and you want to get rid of the pus or whatever's liquid is inside the boil, and you make an opening in the boil on Shabbos, im lasis le Pesach, if you intend to make a nice opening that will stay for some time, then chayev is chayev because of boine. Ve'im lahitzi mimeno lecho, if all he's trying to do is to get rid of the liquids inside of the boil and not to make a Pesach, then potter, indeed is potter. And the question is, why should it be more potter, and the Gemara says in Shabbos it's also mutter, why should it be more mutter to squeeze out the pus, the liquids from inside the boil, than it should be to release the blood of a basula? it should be the same. That Rashi explains the question here is primarily regarding the concept of removing the blood. Rashi says that Rashi understood that we're not discussing here the concept of Pesach, of making the opening, but why should it be more mutter to remove the liquid of a boil than it is to do the Bir Hashoino and release the blood, the Dam Basulim? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, over there in the case of the boil, pokid v'okir. Not only is the liquid just stored there, it's not something that's squeezed out of flesh, it's just stored there, it's also removed, it's separated from the meat. It's just standing on top of the flesh. And therefore, you make a little hole and the whole thing just comes out. V'hocha, however, when it comes to the dam basulim, it's worse. Over there, even though pocket, it's not like a regular blood that's squeezed out of the flesh, but it's not v'loy okir, it's not totally removed from the flesh, and therefore it's closer to making a wound, and it's more osser than mapis mursa. And Emir Tzeshem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.